This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. In northern Iraq today, the Sunni militant group ISIL captured the city of Tal Afar. And in the category of strange bedfellows, the White House said this morning there will be talks about what's going on in Iraq with Iran. No coordinated military options, they were careful to say, but talks nonetheless. Among the many, many people keeping a close eye on all this stuff are oil traders figuring out how to work something called the risk premium into their calculations. Marketplace's David Gura has that story.
Oil traders are gathering intel. They may have contacts in Iraq, someone there actually counting barrels.
You kind of price in the worst case scenarios and then you wait to see if that actually happens.
Phil Flynn is in Chicago. I got a hold of him on the Price Futures Group's trading floor.
Right now, this is a big blow to the global oil market.
Risk is being factored in, so prices are up. Jim Burkhardt is the head of global oil market research for IHS. He says Iraq exports around 2, maybe 2.5 million barrels a day. And traders are worried about what would happen if the world lost access to that oil.
We don't have a wide margin for error in terms of spare capacity.
That's production that could be brought online quickly.
Think of that as our emergency supply in case there's a disruption.
It's Saudi Arabia that has most of that spare capacity. Burkhardt says what worries traders is the total worldwide is roughly equal to what Iraq exports. Analysts had been optimistic about Iraq. There'd been talk of new pipelines and of boosting production. Sarah Emerson is with ESAI Energy.
That's kind of been taken off the table.
But traders shouldn't overreact, says Paul Sullivan. He teaches courses on energy security at the National Defense University.
The oil is coming out of Iraq without much disruption except for psychological disruption.
But when it comes to the price of oil, that can be powerful. Even though it takes several weeks for oil to get from the Persian Gulf to U.S. refineries, gas prices are already going up. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.
About two-thirds of the price you pay for a gallon of gas, by the way, is the cost of crude oil. What's the rest of it? We broke that down for you at marketplace.org.